As a story, the civil rights movement had it all. Good versus evil, drama, social upheaval. But at first, America's major media ignored it, especially in the South.
It was our responsibility to find a way to dramatize the issue.
Congressman John Lewis says that the movement's leaders realized to bring change, they needed to reach white Americans.
How did you do that?
As a movement, we literally put our bodies on the line.
Your influence on the civil rights coverage.
Hank Klibanoff co-wrote The Race Beat, a book about the media and the movement.
Well, race was a big story in the South beginning in the 40s and 50s. It's just that no one knew about it.
Finally, by 1957, major northern newspapers discover the drama and the story.
How do you feel about integrated passengers?
The television networks followed. Even major southern media paid attention to the open hatred.
You've got to keep the white and the black separate.
And the violent response to peaceful protest.
If you're going to beat us in the light of day. Beat us while the camera's on.
This was Selma, Alabama, 1965, among the bloodied John Lewis.
American people could not stand it to see young children and old women being knocked down by fire hoses and chased by police dogs.